Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. What's up, y'all? Did you miss me? It feels good to be back. Christopher Smith, the Christopher Smith Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, broadcasting live, Todd Smith Studios. I want to talk about something today as I get things set today. Excuse me. As I get things set here on this 10th day of January 2022, we're going to get this thing in motion. It feels good to be back. People, I'm going to tell you something. When you do this thing that I do on multiple platforms, I have been doing this for multiple years. The 11 books that I wrote, what I'm trying to establish is I am trying to put all of my brain gigabytes into books so I can go off and retire. I can build bikes, find me a wife, get married, and go live into the sunset. But I want to talk about something today, and I want to talk about something today because, as y'all all well know, if you don't know, I'm an advocate for marriage. I'm an advocate for family. My perspective and my narratives may come off a little rough. I may appear to be a lot harsh. But I stand by what I say, and to date, people, I've started doing radio back in 2010. I have posted $50,000 rewards, $1,000 rewards. No one has ever collected. I do not say anything to make myself look good. When somebody comes on my platform and gives me correction, it's duly noted. And it's duly noted because, number one, I'm open-minded. Number two, I can learn from a 15-year-old, which is a great way to segue into what I want to talk about today. People, I want to talk about communication is key. But when we say communication is key, to what exactly? To what exactly? Now, I'm going to tell y'all what I wrote in the marquee. At 53, I've never been in a relationship where myself and the woman I was in a relationship with had communication. Long term, of course, there's always understanding in the beginning. And then what happens, animosity starts to set in. And when animosity starts to set in, communication is the first casualty. The first casualty, communication. So let's talk about that. Let's be clear. I'm asking a question today. And the question I'm asking is, communication is key. But to what? What is it communication? What is it key to? Now, as I stated, in my 53 years of living, every relationship that I was in, we everything was good in the beginning. Then communication, our communication took a hit. I kept talking English. They kept talking English. For some reason, communication was not and no longer a part of our relationship. So here's what I want to do. I want to ask Siri a question. Hey, Siri. Give me the definition for communication.
Communication means the imparting or exchanging of information or news. Do you want to hear the next one?
Yes.
Communication means of sending or receiving information, such as telephone lines or computers. Do you want to hear the last one?
Yes.
Communication means the means of traveling or of transporting goods, such as roads or railroads.
Okay. So, the imparting or exchange of information or news. We're gonna use that one as the best example in parallel for a relationship. Excuse me. So let me screenshot that. Now, exchanging of information. When you are in a relationship with somebody, are you not trying to inform them of how you feel? Are you not trying to give them an update on something that was done that and how it made you feel? One, or there's a problem in your relationship, and you put the information out there, or they put the information out there. I am not talking to a specific gender. That's why I say you put the information out there, or they put the information out there. I didn't say the woman put the information out there, or them. I didn't say that. Now I have to say that because I put emphasis on my experiences of communication and how epic failure and on the back end of the relationship. So just follow me, okay? So you put the information out there, and for some strange reason, you put information out there, and it's not understood. I'm going to give you a classic example of my experiences. I was talking to an individual just 2 weeks ago. However, 2 months ago, this individual told me that she had 3 kids by 3 different individuals. I did not ask her to tell me this, but this is what she said. Once again, I did not ask her to tell me this, but this is what she said. This woman said, "I'm glad my children's fathers wasn't around, because a two-parent household confuses the kids." That's what she said. She communicated that to me. People, I want to go on record to say that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, and I mean that. So let me say it again. Let me say it again. "I'm glad my children's fathers wasn't around," meaning wasn't in their life. Like, I'm glad I was a single mom. I'm glad because a two-parent household confuses the children. Now, people, as I stated before, I'm an advocate for family. I'm an advocate for marriage. When I hear something going against this, you got my attention. People, I do not brag about people. I don't have no rap. I will not wooze a girl panties off. I'll navigate myself through life. I'm 6'1". I'm a very stout guy, muscular guy. I see women, how they react to me when they see me. But when I respond to them, it's kind of not the response they want. They want me to communicate a rap. People, I don't have no rap. That's why things don't seem to go the way they go. Nonetheless, so this individual came up on my radar. However, what I learned to do, people, is when I hear something communicated to me that is intellectually, that is minus of intellect, I wait and talk to them about it later, because when you talk about it right then and there in the moment, they have attitude on standby. 2 weeks ago, and I asked, and then double backed. I said, "Let me ask you a question. Your children's father, 3 questions. Did you ever have to call the cops on any of them?" She said, "No." I said, "Okay. Your children, are they retarded, mentally handicapped, whatever jacked up word you want to use?" People, this is not a politically correct show. Are your children, out of any 3 of your children, are they that? No. Last question. 2-part. Number one, if you never had to call the cops on none of your children's father, what made them so bad? And 2, if nothing is wrong with your children, how are you under the impression that 2 parents would have confused them? Now, she communicated to me this very well. She could not answer my question. She couldn't answer it. People, the name of my book is When Dads Cry. The reason why I'm talking about communication here today is it's part of a relationship. And I want people to understand, I helped over 200,000 men in my career. I helped state troopers. I helped doctors. I helped women. I helped everybody with their family issues. What I've seen probably 120,000 times was the man was good enough to lay down with. Now that the baby is here, he's the worst person in the world. And I want to be clear how I don't have the intellect to really put a word to that. There isn't a word probably that exists to tell you that could express how I really feel about that. But if a man was so bad that you didn't want your children around him, I said to her, there's a law in place that would have protected your children, not your idea or your imagination. I haven't spoken to that individual since. I sent her a text message and said, well, I'm no longer interested in even being your friend because we just communicate on two different levels. I said, however, on a social thing, if you want to send me a text message based on a posting or whatever, cool. But far as literally picking up the phone, talking with you, that is impossible. Her communication skills was, my intellect cannot find a word to suffice. It just can't. I'll have nothing for you. Now, when I say communication is key, because we're talking about communication here today on the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network, 31.1 Chris FM, broadcasting live from Todd Smith Studios, Carrollton, Virginia. When we talk about communication is key, I say to what exactly? People, I will tell you guys again and again and again, I don't have a relationship with my mother. I don't have a relationship with my mother because I love my mother. I loved her so much that I took care of my mother I gave her flowers while she was living. However, my mom felt it necessary to attack my organization and what I do. If there's someone out there that's helping fathers, I think that especially the black community is better off. I think that in the black community, and people, I want to be clear, I created my own career, very profitable. I live well because of it. However, my mom wasn't proud of me. My first three books based on my work, mom not proud of me. Never been to jail, I never even got high before. Don't smoke, don't drink. Mama not proud of me. What did I do to my mom to make her feel as though she needed to tell me something about me? Because as I tell you guys, I tell people in my family, told my uncle, her brother, my mother told me that she didn't like some of my literature. I tried to explain to my mother, Ma, I tell you all the time this is how women are. As I tell you, as I'm going to tell you again, I told my mom about Maury Povich. There's women out there that tested three guys. She didn't believe me. 3-4 years later, she looked at the show, called me up like she had a heart attack. Oh, my God, there's a woman on here that tested five guys. Oh, my God. I said, Ma, I've been talking about that. But my mom don't want to accept what I'm going through in my generation, what's going on in my generation. She want to say, I want to hate my son, but I got to borrow his problems from his generation and make it appear as though he's talking about women of my generation. Somewhere in there, people, the word that I want to use today, somewhere in there, people, communication is getting lost. However, if I'm the creator of the content and you are my mother, you got direct access to me to understand, which you should. People, as I told you, I don't have a relationship with my daughter. It's documented. It's not in vain. Millions heard my voice because of it. Thousands brought my book because of it. You are listening to me today because of it. It's not in vain. But like Candy Leitner, her child was killed by a drunk driver. She said, you know what? It won't be in vain. I'm going to start an organization. You know it as Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. John Walsh, child was kidnapped and decapitated. Will not be in vain. He started The Hunt, America's Most Wanted, and a host of other catch your criminal shows. His child life, too, not in vain. The great Dave Ramsey filed bankruptcy, had American Express call his wife and say, how could you marry a man and don't pay his bills? Started Financial Peace Plaza As a matter of fact, 60% of my quotes come from the great David Ramsey. I fought to be a father for 11 and a half years, gave my daughter the life that every man is supposed to give their daughter. And a woman said, you won't let me beat on you, document it. You won't let me do nothing to you. You won't let me scratch you. You won't let me be a little girl instead of being a woman. And my mom was there through all of it. Said, you know what, I want to forget about that. You never communicated that with me. You knew when I was going through it. I wanted to kill myself. Or somewhere in there, the communication of my cause, my mama couldn't understand it no more and said, I'm going to go ahead and borrow just so I can hate you. People, I'm going to tell you something. Do not allow somebody to just talk to you. Stop. Pause for a moment before you answer them. Find out where it's coming from. Find out where it's coming from. Don't let somebody come up to you and say, you're not crap, you stinky winky. You don't even know the person. If you lash back, I would say, please pause. I would simply say to you, that's got nothing to do with you. That person calling you a stinky winky ain't got nothing to do with you. They're communicating to you, some hate, some issues or something for someone else. You'll have a better life because of it. Trust me on that. So I'm saying to myself, thought that if you was to give my resume to any other child, their mother would be happy. Retired military, homeowner, business owner, never was arrested, never committed a felony, never was bad, always took care of family. Brother got out of jail in 2016. I boogied on back up to New Jersey. I gave him $1,000, put him in a hotel room for 9 days, and brought him a cell phone. You'd think my mama would say, I got a good son, and he loves his family. Of course I love my family. That's why I did that for my brother. That's why I paid my mama bills for 3.5 years before that idiotic statement that she made. And it's because I fought hard to be a father for 11 and a half years. My resume speaks for itself. I communicate that in which I speak. Communication, it's key, but to what exactly? A lot of you out there are in relationships with individuals that shut off communication. We're going to talk about that. You're in a relationship with somebody that have a problem, like a Tia LaShawn Bradley. Woman beat on me and put me in the hospital. They don't want to communicate none of that to me no more. Tia LaShawn Bradley said, I was supposed to deal with it. Tia LaShawn Bradley's perspective and narrative on her beating on me was, you're supposed to accept me as I am. That's a narrative that the women use where I'm from. I'm overweight, accept me as I am. I want to beat on you, accept me as I am. I got an attitude, accept me as I am. And a host of other negative narratives that you're supposed to accept them as they are. I hear no other ethnic group of women talking about this where I'm from. People, I'm from Newark, New Jersey, once again. If you're not from Newark, New Jersey, ladies, I'm not talking about you. So please don't listen to this and say I'm from Hee Haw, Kansas, and I don't know what he's talking about. I'm talking about Newark, New Jersey. If you're from Newark, New Jersey, then you got a right to listen to me and say, well, the black women where I'm from don't do that. I'm talking about the women from Newark, New Jersey. Okay? I want to be clear about that because that's where I'm from. I didn't grow up nowhere else, so I don't know about the women over there. How about that? All right? So what I got communicated back to me was, nope, you're supposed to accept me as I am. No, mm-mm. Because when I was in when we was in the hospital, she said to everybody in the hospital, I know I got an issue. And they was like, well, you know, you can't be doing this. And there's a better way to communicate with someone you're in a home with. And this is what they told her. And she's in there, yes, yes, yes. Then got around her female friends and it was, girl, I wouldn't do none of that. Okay. So when it comes to communication, if you're in a relationship with somebody and for some strange reason, communication breaks down, I assure you, 100% of the time, not 99.9, not 99.99999, 100% of the time, the grandest reason as to why you cannot communicate with an individual is because of outside influences. They got something that they done told somebody else. Your spouse come home, excuse me, and they supposed to have brought something home that y'all talked about for for 2 weeks. On this day, bring this home. Before they left out in the morning, don't forget, I won't, yada, yada, yada. End of the day come, they come home, they don't have it, but they got a story as to why they shouldn't have brought it in the first place. You know why? Because they done got out of your presence. They went and talked to somebody else, communicated, threw the thing at them, and that person, their friends told them, well, you shouldn't, and why they want that anyway? You did that before, and yada, yada, yada. Then there's a breakdown in communication. You'll know it. You'll know it. You go to talk to somebody, and the second you say one word, they blot out 5 books worth of content. That person was waiting for you. Your topic of conversation never had a chance. It never had a chance. I've done it. I had individuals try to talk to me about trying to clear the air. Look, lady, I ain't trying to hear it. I'm not trying to hear it. Communication is key. To what exactly? Let me take a stab at it. People, there are individuals out there that have animosity towards you. That's cancerous to a relationship. Now, what I said earlier, and I heard what I said because I was cracking this microphone when I said it. What I said was communication is the first casualty when animosity is added to a relationship. That's why my mama decided that she wanted to talk to me like I was a POS, piece of shit, for those that don't know the acronyms. So she wanted to have animosity towards me. My psychiatrist told me in our last session, I got a question for you. Do you look like your father? I said, I am him. That's why your mama hates you. She didn't say that's why your mama have an issue with you. She said that's why your mother hates you. You see, because when I talk to other mothers, they look at me and say, wow, I wish my son was just like that. When I spoke at the event a couple of months ago in Richmond, Virginia to the children, a lot of the parents was looking at me like, that's an honorable man. I want my son to be like him. But to the woman that bared me, animosity and hatred. So animosity is first, the first casualty. I'm sorry, animosity creates communication as the first casualty. Excuse me. And so this is why when you talk to somebody, they got all the answers. When you sit down there, when you sit there and say, we need to talk, immediately they flick on the animosity switch. And then when the animosity switch comes on, a whole list of titles come up. And when you say one specific title, their brain is like a computer. It grabs that and start giving them a whole narrative to say, and it won't match nothing that you said. They are no longer communicating with you. Communication is out. People, I'm going to tell you something. I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but hey, what are you going to do? People, I have a beautiful life. Beautiful life. I have a beautiful home. I've done well in life. For Christmas, I brought me one pair of $500 plus glasses and another $600 plus pair of glasses. That's what I brought me for Christmas. One was for Christmas. The other was for my birthday. And people, I did that because, let me see. Oh, I have a beautiful life. Beautiful life. I will not trade my life for nothing. I will not allow hatred in my life as part of my protocol. People, I don't have hate curriculum. This is why when people say, well, what did you do when they did that? Nothing. I don't have hate inside of me. I have happiness and harmony inside of me. So when you cut me open, that's what spews out. So when you say something hateful to me, I got nothing for you. But when my hate senses go off, it goes, hate detected at your 1 o'clock, hate. initiating shut off. I shut it out of my life. I don't know how spiritual a lot of you individuals out there that are listening to me, but I'm going to just tell you this in case you don't know. People, we are all spiritual beings occupying this flesh. That's who you are. That's who you are. You're not the person that you see in the mirror. That's just your flesh. That's just an example of your fleshful image. Is fleshful a word? I don't think it is, but please, here today on the Christopher Smith Show, we're going to use fleshful. What are you going to do? But that's just your appearance. That's just your look. The real you is your spirit. Now, you cannot believe this if you don't want to. Chances are, if you're a wetback, if you're an idiot, you're not going to want to believe that. You're going to believe that that hate that you got inside of you is just an attitude that you pull from when you get mad. That's what you want to believe. Yeah, you're storing mad inside of you to use for a later date. People, that's not how I roll. The number one thing that I tell every individual that I try to date, I do not do attitude. Don't care about that time of the month. Don't care if you got fired from your job. I don't care. I will not finance no one's hate. You cannot communicate hate to me. If you got fired from your job, it's my job to make you feel good. Don't take it out on me. If it's that time of the month, baby, I'm going to work with you. I know what's going on. I know how you feel. I'm with you. So I'm going to tippy-toe around you and let you have that. But you will not express that to me. You're not. Communication is key, but to what? I'm glad you asked. Communication seems to be an expression of curriculum that someone want to use to steal your joy. Let me say that again. Curriculum. Communication, excuse me, seems to be the curriculum that someone wants to use to steal your joy. People, I'm going to tell you what I mean by that, then I'm going to tell you something. People seem to just want to know how you feel so they can know how to make you feel bad. Because I want to be clear about something, and I mean crystal clear. When someone loves you, you don't have to say anything to them. I was talking to a woman that I've dated 5 years before the time that I talked to her. And she spewed out so much stuff to me she never spewed out in a relationship. My brain at that time was about to go into a shutdown. Why? I never actually sat down and gave her none of this says instructions. But she said all this stuff because she knows how I am. Rest assured, whoever you're in a relationship with, they know how you are. And if they truly love you, if you're truly their boo, oh yeah, if you're truly their boo, everything that comes out of their mouth will contribute to your happiness. I love my mother. I love my daughter. And it's unfortunate that my life currently constructed to suit it when I do not communicate with them. Have a good day, y'all.